imagine this pitch from a television producer. This could be Court TV meets Survivor. This could be Jim Lehrer meets the Osbournes. Judge Ted Poe of Houston is going to permit a crew from PBS's esteemed documentary series, Frontline, to film a jury deliberating over the case of 17-year-old Cedric Harrison. He's charged with murdering a man during a carjacking. Texas prosecutors are appealing the judge's decision. Cedric Harrison, his mother, and his attorneys have all agreed not to use the film as the basis for an appeal if Cedric is convicted. 14 of the first 110 potential jurors called for the case have asked to be excused, saying they don't want to be filmed during what are supposed to be private deliberations. Now, Judge Poe says, and we've discovered this ourselves, that people tend to forget about microphones and cameras once they get talking. But no television professional should say with a straight face that cameras do not affect human behavior. Camera people tell stories about crowds in Tehran and Baghdad who strike up anti-American chants or burn flags only when they know that cameras are rolling. Many popular television shows nowadays have bloomed on the idea that television lights and the lure of celebrity can induce people to propose marriage to strangers, drink down a raw ostrich egg, and eat maggots. All actual examples, by the way. Trials are open, public, and often televised, but jury deliberations are meant to be private, like voting. Jurors can talk about deliberations when they're done. Many do. Some have written books. But inside that room in which human lives are weighed, jurors shouldn't feel like they're being looked at like guests on Meet the Press. They ought to feel free to wear plaid shirts and to say something that could sound silly or thoughtless and free to change their minds an hour later. That's often how wisdom comes. The fact that Cedric Harrison's lawyers have agreed not to use the film on appeal suggests that his attorneys may be eager to become celebrities, too. Their client is a 17-year-old who could be sentenced to death. Why agree to close off any possible appeal? Life and justice are at stake in a murder case, not just art, underwriting, critical accolades, reporting curiosity, Emmy nominations, or whatever else is driving Frontline. A Texas Court of Appeals could overrule Judge Poe, but Frontline, which is produced by intelligent and sensitive people, can also reassess themselves. They can make a pointed and compelling show about a murder case, in which the jury room isn't turned into another television set, and justice isn't turned into just another camera angle.